base of Dagon, things like granola and wheat germ and whole grains. Pirut Hashem, another point we have to come back to discussing the bracha of bran, the discussion amongst the postmen. I don't think we're ready for it yet. Not sure. And then tomorrow we'll discuss the parallel issues when it comes to rice. Pirut Hashem. But in the tomorrow we'll begin, please go on in the sugi. The next sugi we have to do is Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the different halachas of Pas. I'd like to still discuss at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mises of the Bekim and Gamliel. The Tosis of Akoseis is really Tosis of Adal Michya. So that will hold off from Yirth Hashem until we learn some more basic sugis in Birkas HaMozin and Al HaMichya. Mention the next sugi we'll do though, with the sugi of Chavitza, various halachas of Pas and Tzuras of Pas. Good. The issue that we have to focus on today and tomorrow, today and the beginning of tomorrow, is exactly what is the din of Akoyesis is Achita. The Gemara in Lamed Zayin of an Aleph says Akoyesis is Achita, it makes a bracha bari pri adoma. Right? Which means, as Rashi says, Rashi tells us, koises is when everyone eats it in a little bit of a strange way. And the pashas of a kois achita is when it eats the whole, when it's chewing the whole grain. And this in of itself is a chiddush of it, because if it would not be chita, then the bracha might be shakolni b'dvarei. So that's the equivalent within a bar pi adama would be a shahakol. Why should it be a bar pi adama? So halacha l'maisa, we don't have to get involved in that nakuda. That's, I think, an interesting nakuda. It's a little bit hard to evaluate because I don't know if we know exactly what the derech was legabe chita, but l'chayra this should be. This might be one of the chidushim. Tzarechian. So we don't really come across kois achita because the assumption is that whatever we eat in the which might be in the category of chita is probably a daita the inche nate. Right. In other words, whatever we have which might be chita, we'll discuss it. Wheat germ, granola. Popped grains. So Rav Moshe assumes the two tshuvas, and these have become almost seminal tshuvas in the whole sugya. It's interesting that there is not that much written about this, but the seminal tshuva, to figure what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Post Mishnah Berurah, the two tshuvas by Rav Moshe, one in Chelek Aleph and one in Chelek Galad of Yeridei of Arachai. You can have a look at them, because they're often quoted in Chelek Aleph at Simon Samaches. And the Chelek Dalet, it's Mem Hey and Mem Vav. Mem Vav is about the Weecher. So that's the din of a Koyses Chita is Bari Pri Adama. Fine. Again, we're not getting involved in this Nakuda right now because when we come across a Koyses Chita, it's a die to the Inche Nati Yachim. However, the Gemara then says, Tochana, if you grind it down, Ofa, and you bake it, then you're in Bore Mine Mizoinais Aramoitzi. Right? Then the Gemara goes on to discuss what happens if you then boil it, so maybe you lose the Tzuras HaPas. That'll be the Suyu. You'll come back to it after you've seen Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Yetzer Hashem. The question is that nowadays there are many things that are in between Koiseis and Toichen. Right? We nowadays have many, and it was popped grains, rolled grains. These are all things that are not, that do not necessarily grind it down. And similarly, we have situations where we are tochein and mevashel, as opposed to tochein, ofe, and mevashel. Right? So, what is in between? That's masa kedera. Masa kedera is lamed vav med beis. And that's what we've been discussing. Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Masa Kedera is cooked grains. That's the parenthetically, we mentioned last week the Shita of the Alter Rebbe, that we only work with the din of Mizoynes being the Iker, Rabbi Shmuel's first din if they're Mavushal together. And we mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah Alter is Derech Pasha, and we mentioned that it's it seems to be Mechudishtik. L'chayre, the Pshat is the following. L'chayre, the Pshat is, what Alter Rebbe was pointing out, what Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, is that the Gemara understood Kol Sheyesh by Mechameshes HaMinin in the context of a Masa Kedera. That's how the Gemara introduced that din. So apparently, Alter Rebbe understood, Mishnah Berurah understood, that the Kol Sheyesh by this din of Tarayvis, that Chameshes HaMinin is always the Iker, L'chayre then said that to be only in the context of a Masa Kedera. But it's not in the context of a Masa Kedera, so that's what one can discuss. Is the Gemara presented Rabbi Shmuel in that context? It's mashma that, I wouldn't say it's mashma, but you could argue that then the Gemara presents Rabbi Shmuel without that context. So that might be this issue of whether whether the halacha of the Iker of Dagon is limited to Masa Kedera. Good. So now we have Kais Zachitas Adama. We have Tochana V'Ofos Hamoitzi. Right? Masa Kedera is in the middle. Masa Kedera is going to be a Bari Mine Mezoinis. Alright? So what's Masa Kedera? What is what defines Masa Kedera? So we know that Masa Kedera is referred to, or is the classic example in the Gemara is Chavetz Kedera. Min Machol Kofik Mechech. So that's how you get the word chavitz. So the Gemara says that daisa ke'ein chavitz kedera. Daisa zchitim ketushis machteshes. Daisa ke'ein chavitz kedera. So the classic example of bari minei mezoinos of the masa kedera is that the grains were somewhat crushed. Right? How crushed is crushed? So the Gemara in Lamed Zayin says that you have Chilka, Tirga, and Irsan. Chilka, Tirga, Ziriz, and Irsan. Right? So Chilka is even chopped into two. Okay. So now we know when it comes to Dagon that as long as it's chopped up somewhat and it's cooked, Masa Kedera, Bari Minei Mezoinos. Alright? So if it's not chopped up, we would say, so koises, it's not a Masa Kedera, right? If it's chopped up and not cooked, probably I'll say it's a koises chita. But if it's chopped up and cooked, it's a Masa Kedera bar minei mezoinos. Now the first suffix is introduced because when the Gemara says chilka tirga ve'irson, the Gemara says ve'oires. Does that mean that oires is evaluated differently? Does that mean that oires, even without being chopped up, already will get this new din of Bar Minei Mezoinos? Alright, that's a subject that we'll focus on at the beginning of tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah. So now the question will be, what do we say about a whole, I think it's a whole berry grain? Right? I have to go on the internet to be mevarer some issues over here. When I was a kid, this was in the back of many cereal boxes. Maybe it still is. But they used to show you that the kernel has three parts to it. The kernel is in some type of sheath. Right? You just, that's what you remove for the when you do dosh. So that and then inside that sheath is what we call the garin, the kernel. And then there are three parts to it. One part is the bran, one part is the wheat germ, one part is the main part of the kernel. When you have bran, so you're only having the subit, only having that part. Wheat germ is only one part. And whole wheat, if I understood things correctly, whole wheat is when you take the entire kernel and you don't remove the bran or the wheatger. White flour is the kernel that you remove the bran and the wheatger, so you only have that which produces white powder. All right, whole grain is the entire thing, and apparently this I'm unaware of this, but apparently sometimes they actually keep the kernel on the outside sheath as well. All right, now. The same thing I believe is somewhat true for barley as well. So it's halacha l'masa. You have a vegetable soup. So you look inside a vegetable soup, very often you have a barley mushroom soup. So the barley inside is whole barley. The barley is not being crushed anywhere. Right? So you have a masik there with the whole barley without a chilka tigri irsa. Without being mechuteshes bechlal. So what's the din? Is that koiseis? Are you being koiseis barley? So therefore it has to be a barpi adama. You may have seen it, but you should have seen it. The basis of holes on your koiseis barley, it's a shahakal, because only animals are koiseis barley. So that probably is not true anymore nowadays. That we probably are, enough of us are koiseis barley, or we have whole barley. Right, so it probably would not go down to a barpi shahakal, but is it barpi adama? Right? Or is it a barpi nemezainis? Cholent. Right, many people put barley into cholent, same thing. So where does that fit in? So that's and the same thing is true when a person has, wheat germ, which raises another question. Wheat germ, the question that's raised is that we've seen barmen and mezoinos when it's kotush machteshes and boshel. What happens if it's not boshel? What happens if it's popped, like sugar crisps? What happens if it's rolled, whatever that means? I know it's not cooked, it's already baked to some extent, right? So when you look at the ingredients of a granola bar, it very often has rolled oats. Right? So sometimes they help you out and they put enough flour in it that you can make a mezainis on it. But let's say if they wouldn't put the flour in it, or the flours of the Book of Alma, so then you have the question, well, is this a masakadeira or is it koises? So the suffix becomes a little bit more intricate in the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoina. Right, so again, so we have clear in our own minds before we get confused by the way place of halacha l'masa. Right, so you have koises achit. If a person would take the kernel and chew in the kernel, that's the suya of Barur, not a problem, right? If a person takes the kernel and grinds it down into flour and adds water, that's davar poshut to barur, that's an alamichia, and we'll discuss, sorry, that's a hamitzel chanaritz, and if he introduces other things besides water and bakes it in strange ways, it'll be a possible kistin, but mezonis, we'll discuss it. Next. And we have another thing which is poshut to barur, and that's a masakadeira. But a masakadeira is only 100% clear to us if the grain has been chopped up to some extent, right? Maybe not into a powder form, because that's, I assume, that Tirgis Chilkin is not sliced once, not a powder form, but it's chopped and cooked. No, so that's going to be a Masa Kedera Burim Menei Mezonis. All right? What happens if it doesn't fit exactly into that category? So open the Rosh. You can do this from the Beis Yosef. Let's look who's faster. It's in the middle of a test. In the middle of test. Hakoyse chita, Hainu Vishalkinu, when it's thoroughly cooked, Vavdinu ke'ein daisen, it's like hot cereal. Aval kaisis achitin, if a person chews the kernel, Oishalkinu, or he cooks it, Vaisniu ve'einayu, and it still is, what's ve'einayu? It still is in its original form. It hasn't become like daisen. So Aina Bavarach Laakra Villa Burn of Hoshis. Ba'afa gab the chituk siv bikra, kevan the einachi losa chashuva kolkach, lechashiva bracha, levarach alov yein sholish. Miu, bidachal bidivachachom koshu mindogan vilyoso pas mafrafil ochlechai, dumit the shiva samin of the ratio. Alright? So that's the suffix as to what bracha achron you make. For us, it's a little bit of a suffix as to exactly what this is. It's cooked, and it's be'en, it's not like dice. You read on that near the bottom. Ha'bekois is achita, oishol kinu, vaisnu be'inayu. V'nochle in lach, m'shaloi lechol chitin, oishloka is be'inayu. Yilevesoich suda. You don't know what bracha achron to make. So therefore, it's preferable not to have those things. It's exactly what does this mean? Pashtus, the way that the Beis Yosef learns it, is that it means it's not stuck together. What's the difference between dice and isa menayu? It's cooked and not stuck together. Alright? Now, go back to Sif Ches. Simen Ches. Ha'koises es ha'oires. Mevarach alav v'orif yadama. Tochanoi, ofoi, ubishloi. Aval pi shepuzes kayomis. Petchila, v'rminim zaynes. Soif, no, it's a burn of fush. The Kaimalon, the Chol Mosefli Klums, burn of fush. Chaim Bish Rashi. She Mavorchen, Allah, the Birchas Paris, Shell Oretz, El Burn of fush. Hilchachal Oretz. Im office of my pass, Oi Bishloi, the Osoi Kein Daisa, is Mavorchen, love, Tchil Merman Uzanis. In the Yachrib of Burn of fush. Here, and this will be discussed tomorrow with Hashem, the Rosh says, "Oy bishloi va'osei ke'ein daisa." So that seems to be the same din. It has to be cooked and stuck together. Now, go to the Benu Yonah. Wait, just before that, Benu Yonah thing. Chavetz Kedera. You have it? In the Oiz V'Hoder, it's page Samach Tes. Daf Samach Tes, but Daf Erif. I don't know where it is in the room. Chavetz Kedera. Chavetz Kedera, U'machal Shoysen Mikemach, U'matilin Boi Dvash Harbe, V'nasa Aval Yidei Dvash, V'shar Minei Mesika, Shemitilin Boi, U'mid Amrina, V'chein Daisa Tekein Chavetz Kedera, right? Shaminon Shle Yivorech Ala Daisa Ela, Kishen Nechtishu, Hachitim, V'nidbuku, V'nasa Dumya De Chavetz Kedera, Avolim bi shalachitim shleimim agarinim oimnim shleimim einim vorech aleim ala vore piyadoma kim moyim ekois is achita. Right? So when you're going to focus on this nakuda now, it's not hakois is achita, it's not, it may not be what we should call a masa kedera. When Yoyna says the classic example of the masa kedera is Chavetz Kedera. Chavetz Kedera, he says, is nichnishu v'nidbeku. Right? That would mean it has to both be somewhat cracked and be stuck together. However, if it's chitim shleimim, v'agarinim oimdim shleimim. That's it. So what happens if it's shleimim and nidbeku? So the assumption here is, and I'm not sure if this is chemically correct, but the assumption that I see in the Svarim is that when you cook things together and they stick together, it's because they're somewhat cracked and some of the inner substance is oozed out, and that's what sticks them together. So some of the Sorma seem to understand, I have to check if it's chemically correct, that if they're nidbuku, that's a simen that they're somewhat nichtashu. Alright? So that would yield that as long as they're stuck together, and this is, I think, the way that we pass. We'll open up the Mishnah Berurah. You have the Mishnah Berurah here? Simen Reish Ches. Do you have it up here? Simen Reish Ches. A question? No. So thank you. If you look at the barley in your cholent, right? It's a little thing with a line in the middle, right? So it looks to the untrained eye, right? If you haven't learned Ketzim Nevorchen, so it looks like it's a whole barley, right? You take the barley in the bag, you take the barley in the cholent. So that's a little bit softer and bigger. So if that's the case, maybe you should make a Bari Priyadoma. Right? You have barley in vegetable soup. So it's not Nichtash Bechlau. In the Choland, it's often Nidbak B'yach. In a soup, it isn't. What would you say?
Well, does it have to be that it is tied together, or it has, like, it's cooked enough that it would stick together? Meaning, for example, in soup, it theoretically may stick together, just unless it doesn't. Does it have to be that it's made to that one?
I don't know.
And also when we say close, it's a bit, are we assuming close?
No, the reason I don't know is that you have no way of knowing whether your analysis is correct.
Take out
what?
Take out
the
link, and you see if it sticks together.
I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's practical.
Also, so when we say closest fit, is that the same?
So you have a question. What do you do with Sofek? You have a Sofek, Bor Piyadoma, Sofek, Bor Minim Zaynus. Right? It's a big suffix. Why? If it's a bar piyadama, so you make a bar piyadama in the vegetable soup, so it's not a problem. If it's a mezoinos, then the bar piyadama will probably not be moitzi you, right? On the other hand, as Rav Moshe points this out, Rav Moshe says in all these sveikas, as we'll see in a moment, should wash. Best thing is to wash. Right. He says, if for some reason you don't want to wash, then we'll discuss this. There's a chokhmas odom that says that a chayyonim, that says that a bor minei mezoinos can cover other foods, because it's amazing. So Rav Moshe says that you're better off if you have a suffix saying a bor minei mezoinos. Right? But it's not so partial to that. He says that in the context of, I think, sugar crisps. So he says, also a little vechinish, he says he assumes that a diet didn't say not the hochi. I guess he shouldn't make a shot. I'm not sure why he throws it in. There's a very, very interesting nishmas odom, a one-liner. The Piskei Teshuvos points out. I was very impressed that he chapped this one line. There's one line in the middle of it's a very interesting chiddush. Let's say you're having your barley and mushroom soup, and you start looking at it to figure out what bracha you're going to make, and you find that some of the barley is stuck together, some is not stuck together. Right? So what bracha do you make? No. So what would you assume?
It's all stuck together.
What was that?
If some of it's stuck together, then they're all probably crushed. I mean, you wasn't half crushed barley, half not.
Okay, in the course of making the soup, some got a little bit dissolved and stuck together, some didn't. No, what do you say? Why? Oh, so it says Nishmas Adam, not so posh. Why? He says, it's interesting Chiddush. So he says, you go buser roiv barley kernels. If roiv barley kernels are stuck together, you make a mezoinos. If roiv make Adam, that's all he says. Mamash one, that's not even a full line. So Piskei Teshuvos explains the following. That's a very good word. I was getting disappointed because he misquoted Rav Moshe. So then I was very happy that he owns that he had this word. And he said that when do you say that you go Bosar, that he says like this. It's not that the Barmin and Mizoinus is the Iker, it's the Dogon is the Iker. I have two kinds of dogon. I have a mezoinos dogon and a adama dogon. So I don't know which is the eker. What Ezra said is correct. Kol sheyeshboy. Only we're conditioned to think kol sheyeshboy means mezoinos. So the apprenticeship of Adam says not so partial. Kol sheyeshboy means if you have dogon inside of it. No, so I have dogon. So I'm going to make a brach on dogon. I have a mushroom barley soup. I have a vegetable soup. It's easier because mushrooms are machalas. I have a vegetable soup and a barley vegetable soup, right? So I sit there and say, no problem, kol sheyeshboy, right? I'm gonna make a bracha on my dogon, my barley. Then I have a sofek on my barley. Some of my barley is a domedika barley, it's a koitzis zechita. Some of my barley is mezoinistika barley, if it's my sikadera. So is it so poshut now? Is Ezra so correct now? Having a Gemara that says that you go boss of the mezoinos? No. You go boss our dogon. So he says you go boss our right dogon. That's a Gemara. No, what would you say? So would you have the same problem? Maybe you have the same problem. Chayshu, same thing. You have a domedikah dogon and mezoinistikah dogon. It might be the same thing. Yeah, go ahead. Right, that increases the suffix. So now we have the, what do we have? This is the Shulchan Aruch, what do we have? Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's look at Shulchan Aruch first, and hold on. See how far we get. Shulchan Aruch has on Sif Beis, Chameshes minei dogon sheshulkon. If you cooked them, or you caught them, or you ground them, and you made a tavshul out of them, kigoin masa kedeira. He gives examples, we know what these things are. So even if you put in the vash and many other things, you make a bari minei mitzvah. Alright, so it sounds like sholkon. As long as you cook it, it's good enough. Now, show us the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, if you can do that. Nothing happening?
That's it.
That's the Mishnah Berurah. Where? Oh, good. Sarvech Loimar Shecholkon. Sholkon says the Mishnah Berurah, based on various achronim, which is based on, but quoted by the Vilna Gaon, and his understanding probably of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, and he records the suffix. He doesn't mean Shecholkon, he means Shecholkon. I know Echon Lishnayim or the Yoser. And he gives it, he tells us what he's talking about, but you don't know what they are. The Eloheim Shleimim Avshe Bishlon Mavur Besiv Dalit the Mavarach Barfi Adama. Right? Achein Im Nismachu Al Yedei Abishol Avshe Mitchila Nosan Bekder Shleimim Legamrei Tainuk Shem Beklipasan Mikol Mokum Mizainos Kemich Nismachu Yofet. So he goes a step further. Let's say you actually have cooked whole wheat, not only whole wheat, even with the shell around it, right? If they're nismach a little bit, if they're crushed a little bit, that's really good. What does it mean, crushed a little bit? How do you know? When you look at the barley in the soup, you know it's crushed. You look at the barley in cholent. You can tell whether it's nismach or not nismach. It's soft. Siv Dalin in the Mishnah Berurah, a kotchan, or you ground them, right? The mechaber was sholkon. You cook them, and the Mishnah Berurah says, no, just cook them. You cook them, and you somehow mash them to some extent. A kotchan, or you ground them, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu lo yichilkon, rak shehesir kliposan al yedei ktisha. He says, even if you did not grind them, but you took off the outer kernel. So he says that Magen Avraham says that's already called ketisha. V'acharoinim etzadedin tibeinan davke sheyizdabek al yedei abishol az nechshem zelamase kedeira dilavachi nechshem kishleimin besiv dalet. The Mishnah Berurah says, but he is choylek on this Magen Avraham. The way that some acharoinim explain it is that the Magen Avraham assumes if you take off the outer shell, you're going to have to take some of the kernel with it. Memela, you're going to at least do chilka. Right? You've already taken something away. So what's left is already a little bit chopped. But the Mishnah Berurah takes issue with that, whether in fact you're taking anything away. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you remove the klipa, you have to have a little bit of, has to be stuck together a little bit. Alright? Again, all these things are only going to help us l'gabe mid-bracha rishoyna. L'gabe mid-bracha achroyna, that's what we pointed out in the Rosh. That's what the Mechaber has in Sif Dalin. Ochal dogon chai. Verse in Ochal Dogon Chai. We pop back up to the Sid Dalin. Ochal Dogon Chai. I also kloyos I sholok. You take wheat, and it's either raw wheat or you parched it, right? I sholok or you boiled it. Vagar inim shleimim. But you haven't grounded it, chopped it. Right? Einim vachal borpi adama. Uliyacharav bari nefashos. This is where the Ramah says, but if it's barley, that is so non-edible that you should only make a shakal on it. And the Achrayim say that nowadays we do eat barley in this form. But the Mechaber goes on to say, This kills the American breakfast. Right? The American breakfast is that you have cereal with milk. So first of all, there's a big question about whether the milk is a toffel or not. But then we'll get to when we discuss hikinika toffel and toffel, which is compounded by this problem. Because if you're going to make a mezoinos, so then you're back into the Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Brura, right? Because they're not cooked together, right? So then you can't use the ikur and tuffel of mezoinos. You have to use ikur and ikur called terakula, right? And then the question is, why are you having the milk? You're having the milk just to lubricate the wheat to make it easy to go down, or are you having the milk because you want to have milk, right? Some say, wait till the end of the cereal. You're gonna finish the milk or not? That's not such a good test case. So also could depend when you're having something which like bran that doesn't taste good, so you need the milk to make it edible, and you're having Cocoa Puffs, right? So you can have the milk, because when you were a kid, you remember that you have Cocoa Puffs without milk. So that's Sarachian, right? Now we'll have to get back to when we discuss Ikir and Ikir Tava Tava. But what about if you have a puffed, oh, a puffed wheat, right? This is called puffed wheat, no? So what's a puffed wheat? Puffed wheat is they took a kernel, and they blew air into it. No? So what is it? It's not kotosh, it's not sholok, it's not kedaisa, right? It's not a maisa kedera. L'chaira, it's a bar pri adama. Right? If it's a bar pri adama, so that's a bad. But the Tosfos says that if you have, I guess, less than kezayis bechtei pras, you can still, then you're still safe with the bar nefashot. But you have a full bowl, so then the Tosfos mistapek that our Tosfos of the koyfos we make a alamichia. So the mechaber says that we should wash. Well, there goes the. That was the quick breakfast. The mice doesn't have so much time.
Also?
Oh, that we'll discuss it tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Right? Rice is a little bit more complicated. Good, so this is the. This is suffing. I don't want to keep it any longer. Look at Sivav. Sivav is the wheat germ issue. Kemach shalecha machamesh mini dagon. Sheshalkoi that you cooked it. The iba mayim, a bishar moshkin. No im, o you abakadeshi, you wrote oila achila laloya, so you made it edible. Mavarach barmin of zainais. In alamichia. What happens if you didn't cook it? What happens if you parched it? What are they? They don't, wheat germ friend, they don't cook it, they roast it. No, so what's the halacha then? So they chopped it, but they didn't cook it. So it sounds like they make a bar pri adama. Then there's another question. Can I make a bar pri adama? Here's this raise the question. Can I make it lachari? Can I make a bar pri adama? Vadaita inche nate, right? It's not called pri adama. So then you can say no. Hakoyis lechita. So if you're dumb, even though lab adai tedin sheinat yachis, you may have to do the research on that. Some posts can discuss. So they planted for wheat germ purposes. I don't know. Who knows? Rav Moshe assumes they planted for sugar crisps. I don't know. Rav Moshe already did the research. Found that. So again, so what did we point out today? We point out today that when what we've done so far is we learned Maisik Deir nicely. We learned the Kois Zachita, right? And we'll discuss Pas tomorrow with Hashem. But now many of the things that we eat fall into the cracks. Not the Afim Mechudosh and Mamash. They had barley and cholent in Europe also. They had wheat and cholent in Europe also. So that shot is an old shot. Barley and mushrooms was not an American thing. barley and vegetables is also not an American thing. The Rishon already raised the question. So we're pointing out that when you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says chavetz kederos kein daisa. So kein daisa is the technical term. It only becomes maisa keder. It only leaves the category of kois lechita when it becomes kein daisa. What's kein daisa? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says it has to be cooked. It has to be ground. It has to be stuck together. Mishnah Berurah points out that some Achronim say that stuck together is what we'd call as a sieve and not a sieve. Right? As long as it's stuck together, then even if it's garinim shalim, it'd be okay. But if it's not stuck together, and it's shalim, then it never left and never became a masik adair. So that... So halacha l'maisa would say the following. If you follow from the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah lets you make a bar minim zoynos if it's stuck together somewhat, even though it was initially cooked together. Right? So that means if you're cholent, it'll probably end up being that you stuck together. So cholent will probably be a zoynos. Right? The soups will depend on whether it's siroiv, stuck together or not. The wheat germ sounds like it'll be a bari pri adama, because it's not cooked. Right? And this suffix is very well outline of the Beis Yosef. If you have not seen the Beis Yosef yet, then look at the Beis Yosef. In the new Beis Yosef, the Sif Dalet. The old Beis Yosef, look around for it. They didn't note it. But then if you look at Sif Vav in the Beis Yosef, then he says, now let's discuss the Gabi Oiris, the same Mishul Gabi Oiris. Why is Oiris more complicated? Because it could be that the Gemara did not require the same degree of being ground with Gabi Oiris, that's number one. Complication number two is that we're not sure if it's machleis shem, whether rice is oiris altogether. Right? Rice may not be oiris. Our rice. So you'll see. So let me say we'll just wrap that up tomorrow at the show. Okay.
Right.
I don't.